This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Jack, the host of the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, as she mentioned kindly. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile, your PC-controlled photography studio. Go to Photosimile, PHOTOSIMILE.com. And we have an exciting show today. Today, the subject is wedding photography. Wedding photography requires some unique, special skills. And today we have with us Kelly Wall. She's an award-winning published fashion and lifestyle photographer with a diverse roster of clients, including major corporations, publishing houses, and advertising agencies, in addition to a thriving wedding business in Manhattan. Her style is stunning, a blend of candid black and white color imagery offering compelling casual portraiture and stylish natural photojournalism. Her background in advertising and fashion gives her work a unique perspective and stylish twist. Welcome to the show, Kelly. And let me ask you, you shoot a lot of fashion and corporate jobs, too. Do you bring any of those elements to your weddings?
Yes, I certainly do, actually. I've been shooting all through my business. I've been shooting weddings and commercial work and fashion work. So I think all the genres like interact and affect each other. So when I go to a wedding, I do really kind of approach it like a fashion shoot or a commercial shoot. I tend to bring a lot of lights with me. So if the situation is applicable, I will put something up to, especially if I'm doing a bridal portrait, because, you know, I want them to be as stunning as they can, and this is something that they can have forever. So yeah. I definitely approach it with that mindset.
Well, you know, and that's the important thing. As a professional photographer, you want to make the images unique. And, I've looked all over the Internet. I've looked at thousands of images around the world. And your style is very unique. And the part about the fashion photography really shines through.
Well, thank you.
What are some of the publications that we've seen your work in before?
I've been in Grace Amon Wedding Styles, and also her Marriage magazine quite often. I've done a lot of their fashion editorials in that magazine and the covers. Elegant Bride,
Wonderful.
Modern Bride, The Knot magazine.
You've been at this for a while, I would say.
Yes, I have.
Well, let's talk about your equipment a little bit then.
Okay.
What type of equipment do you shoot a wedding with and why?
Okay, I bring two kinds of cameras. I bring a 35mm system. I use Canon lenses. And then I also use a Hasselblad with a Polaroid back and then interchangeable backs. And I go back and forth. I do love the Hasselblad because I love the square format. I love composing with that in mind, you know, but sometimes it is a much slower camera and system to use, so that's where it's nice to have the 35mm and the Canon for those, you know, really candid moments that you can be very quick.
You bet, yeah. And speed sometimes is important. On the other hand, quality, with the Hasselblad name, is very important. Well, why do you choose film over digital?
You know, I'm kind of really old school. I've been shooting film, especially black and white. You know, I think I'm really known for my black and white. And I think there's a quality that you get when you shoot black and white that you can't really get with the digital version. And I also shoot 3200 speed film, which is a very fast emulsion, meaning that I can shoot in very low light situations without any flash. So I love it for so many reasons, because first of all, I can be, step back, and people, unobtrusive people, don't see me taking photographs. And then there's a real organic quality to available light. You know, even if I have to do a somewhat longer exposure and be wide open, it just gives this kind of unique quality that I really love.
Well, I'm going to direct everybody's attention right now to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com. And we're going to take a look at some of your photography, Kelly. We have it on the front page today. Later you'll find it in the Hall of Fame Gallery, the Shutterbug Radio Hall of Fame Gallery. We call it Jack's Hall of Fame Gallery. But I see on the front page we have, again, very unique styles that emphasize, rather than a full face picture of the bride, and I'm sure you have plenty of those, but we have more of the emphasis on the fashion of the dress. On the front page there, we have the shoes that she's actually wearing.
Right, exactly, yes.
And I would imagine, I haven't been a bride myself, but I've been a groom, and I would imagine that that's a memory that she would cherish.
Right, I mean, exactly. Like, you know, as I was shooting that, I actually kind of started from the floor, and just with the 35 millimeter, and then kind of worked up. So there were, you know, a lot of different options, but I felt like this one worked the best because just the way the flow of the dress and the shoes and everything, and it's, you know, they probably spend a lot of time picking that kind of detail out. So
right, and the black and white, just, I don't know, it just has a really good feel to it. You know, it really gives you the nostalgic feeling. And, of course, later in her life, she's going to look back and she's
right.
going to say,
yeah.
Well, this is when I was married and this is what I was wearing. And on the other side of that image, in fact, let's click into the gallery now so that we can see all of your images or more of your images. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of the image, we have a very unique photograph of hands.
Yeah.
And why did you choose that photo image?
Well, you know, being in Manhattan, we have a chance to shoot a lot of different kinds of weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been doing a lot of Hindu weddings. And just the hands themselves, if you notice it closely, when she puts her fingers together, it makes a complete flower, which was very unique to this particular henna pattern. And I just, you know, again, it's a detail that's very unique to this person's wedding. And that's what I really try to accomplish with the photography, you know, to be stylish and have great images, but also to, you know, reflect the important details that the bride and groom have made.
Right. Well, I think you've captured it very nicely there, and it shows that you use color as well as black and white.
And you notice it's square, it's a Hasselblad, so I had the time to set up. I often will shoot Polaroids as well, especially if I'm using strobe lighting.
Interesting.
And, you know, what I really like about the Polaroids is obviously to make sure my equipment's working properly, but I give them to the brides, and they love them. They have these little black and white instant photos to take with them on the honeymoon. And plus, I think it builds trust between us, too. You know,
sure.
You know, especially if I'm doing some portraits. Sometimes brides love to do the fashion portraits, but sometimes they feel uncomfortable. But they see the Polaroids, and they get very excited. And
yeah.
Then there is that trust. And,
yeah. Well, and that's really what it's sort of, you're doing a dance yourself, aren't you? Because
yeah.
you're dancing with the bride and the groom and the people in the party and making everybody feel comfortable. That's probably one of the most difficult. Well, let me ask you, what is the most difficult part about what you do?
About shooting weddings?
Yes.
I always tell people it's boot camp for photographers. Shooting a wedding, you have to juggle so many things. You have to juggle the technical aspect and also the social aspect. And I think you really need to master both and be confident and follow your instincts, because a lot of times, like when I have a commercial shoot, I have all the time in the world to make sure the lighting's great and all that. At a wedding, you don't. So you need to follow your instincts and just kind of, you know, go with the flow and just, you know.
Well, one of the things, being based in Manhattan, you probably shoot a variety of cultural and religious weddings, so making them feel comfortable would be a big part of that. How
oh,
do
definitely.
You go about doing that, and especially if it's in a religious ceremony you're not familiar with?
Exactly. I mean, I think a lot of it is the brides and grooms that pick us, they really like the style, like what they see, and they kind of trust me to you know, provide those kind of images of their day. We shot a couple of Hasidic Jewish weddings, which was very foreign to me, and where the, you know, the brides were and the women were on one side and the men were the other. So, I mean, there had to be a lot of comfort for them to allow me to shoot that.
Right, and the thing is that, again, going back to your Polaroid example, if you give them a couple Polaroids, they're going to feel more comfortable.
Exactly, yes.
Well, I like that idea. I think that's excellent.
I know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people think it's a little old-fashioned and all that, but I, you know, I've been shooting weddings for a long time. I feel it just works, you know.
Sure.
It's just, and then, you know, at the end of the day, they might have 10 or 20. They slip it in their pocketbook. They go to their honeymoon, and they can take it out and, you know,
yeah.
kind of live the day a little bit.
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's
is
it.
The old saying, and you obviously are very successful, and you have a partner, too. You want to mention the name?
Oh, yeah, I have a partner. His name is Rupert Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And we started Four Eyes Photography about 5 years ago. He's from a photography background as well, and he kind of does the business side, but he also shoots with me. We came up with the name Four Eyes because, you know, two sets of eyes, kind of like, you know, following your day and photographing your day. So,
and that's your website, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for the number four, eyesphotography.com.
Now, earlier we were talking before we went on the air, and you said you have a bunch of new images that you've been working on, some new styles, et cetera. So I would encourage everybody to go to Four Eyes. Is that where you have them currently?
Yes, we do. We have the new work. We're actually every day, because, you know, we just got finished with last year's wedding, so we're, you know, updating the website as much as possible and putting all that new images. And, yeah, so you can definitely take a look at the website.
Well, let's go back and look at some of the images that you've provided us with here. Children are always fun to take pictures of at a wedding.
Right.
And I noticed that you have a couple of great shots of kids here. Tell us about some of your secrets on photographing children at a wedding.
I think that children are so open, you know, that it's really, I mean, I think so many photographers are really drawn to photographing them. And I think you just got to, you know, be very friendly and very open with them. And just, they get a kick out of the attention. So I think, it can be very easy to photograph children.
Well, you know what? When we come back, I have a couple more questions, like what was your most uncomfortable experience at a wedding?
Oh, okay.
We're talking with Kelly Walsh from FourEyesPhotography.com. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly 3 decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com. If your four-legged family member has an allergy that just won't go away, then go to NoPetAllergies.com. Find out if Bicom 2000 therapy is for your pet. Bicom 2000 therapy is a proven technology that's been tried and tested in Germany for over 28 years. It works by detecting electromagnetic signals coming from your pet's body, analyzing them, and modifying them into a healing signal for the body. There are no drugs, shots, or ointments. It's a natural, painless way of healing with no side effects. That's because it strengthens the patient's own defense and self-healing powers. Does it work? In one test of 154 patients with allergies, for 78% of them, all symptoms disappeared and had not returned 6 months after undergoing the therapy. Sound too good to be true? Then get the facts and judge for yourself by checking out the documented case studies for dogs, cats, birds, and horses at NoPetAllergies.com. That's NoPetAllergies.com.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack. This is the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, and this segment of the show is brought to you by ChromeDigital.com. We still do quality E6 slide processing at ChromeDigital.com. And don't forget to check out my ebook at CashForPhotos.com. Now, we were speaking with Kelly Walsh. We still are speaking with Kelly Walsh, who is a outstanding, unique wedding photographer who brings a very unique style to her photography from her fashion business days. And I wanted to ask you, Kelly, one other question.
Sure.
Do you light weddings with a flash, or do you bring lights to the wedding?
I definitely bring lights to a wedding. And when I can, you know, I'll put up like a couple portable strobes. I also use this thing called a reefer light, which is it's a tungsten-based light, and it just kind of pops up like a big softbox. And I use it for the black and white photography, and it just gives a very soft, beautiful, like almost like window light that you can just kind of place anywhere you like. So I definitely love to use that. So.
Okay. Well, a friend of mine who is the senior contributing photo editor on the show here, Mr. Jim Motke, owns BetterPhoto.com, has a question for
sure.
You. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Well, you stole my thunder, Jack.
I'm
going to ask about lighting.
Well, I could tell you another thing we do for lighting, actually, is we have, you know, I stole it from the video world. It's just like a little hot light that I have an assistant hold. If you notice in some of the dancing shots, there's like a light that's kind of glowing around them.
Yeah.
I kind of have them behind them as I'm taking photographs with them with a, you know, camera on, flash on camera to kind of fill the front, and then you get all this kind of nice back spill light. So
it's
kind of
a little
kind of thing I do. I also do it for like the cake cutting, and it gives a very kind of film noir look to some of the photographs. So
Right. I was thinking you just had impeccable timing with getting that light in the backlight, but that's
well, happened? I was at a wedding, and the videographer was I was getting this great light. So I was like, wow, I need to be able to control that. So I went out and bought myself one.
Good tip.
What did you call that one, softbox light, a reefa light?
Yeah, it's R-I-F-F-A. It's I think it's made by Lowell, and it's kind of just it pops open like an umbrella, mm-hmm. but it's a softbox. It has a canvas front to it.
Oh, that's
And you know, it's not that strong. You can probably get like 60th of a second at 5.6 or 8, you know, depending how close you put it. But it's nice enough that, you know, I don't like to have too much depth of field when I'm doing the portraits.
Absolutely.
And it's just a beautiful soft light. I mean, you can use it with color. Mm-hmm. A trick I do sometimes, I will use just regular color negative film and have them at the lab, you know, convert it. But the whites will go blue, but sometimes it's a really cool effect. Or you just buy tungsten-based film and use that.
I have a lot of students that ask about wedding photography. So, you know, we've talked about lighting and film speed and a whole bunch of different things. Do you have any other general advice that you would give to people? Like, would you recommend it for a particular kind of person, and what would you tell them to make?
For a wedding, two weddings?
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to be... I think you need to be a people person. I think you need to have some kind of skills, because you're going to have a lot of pressure, not just technically, but with different people personalities, people rushing you. Or another thing is people want to do some of the group shots, but no one's around. You're going to have to rally them in. So you need
like
to be you need to be able to handle that kind of pressure, and then be able to have a grasp of the technical stuff.
Obviously you enjoy it. It's worth it.
Yeah, it is great. I love weddings. You know, weddings, even though you're kind of photographing the same event, every wedding is different because of the bride and groom and how they make it special for themselves. And it's really great. You know, you meet some wonderful people, and, you know, everyone is happy and love. It is a great time.
Which is one of the questions I was going to ask you before the break, or I did ask you, but we didn't get a chance to get to, is what's one of the most unusual experiences you've had at a wedding?
Actually, it's a funny story. I was working with Rupert, who works with me, but I also have interns that sometimes work with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this intern saying, have you ever seen a fight at a wedding? And I swear to God, as soon as she said that, the maid of honor had started fighting with the stepfather of the bride, like screaming, like almost trying to hit him. They were both really drunk.
Oh my gosh.
She had to be physically restrained and like dragged off of him, right in the middle of the wedding.
This is where your people skills better really pay off.
I know.
What a great story. Yeah. Well, thanks for being on the show today, Kelly.
We
got to have you back again. We're going to take a look at some of those new photos on your website, 4eyesphotography.com, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Talk to you soon.
You bet. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, Global Food for Thought.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the Internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe, or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to WorldwideBrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to WorldwideBrands.com now.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution. And it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates and, at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail. And tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at packmail.com. That's PAKMAIL.com.
If you have a business that ships products, you're probably paying way too much for your shipping and packaging supplies, even if you're buying from major retail stores. Check out eSupplyStore.com if you want to dramatically lower your costs. How much lower? Well, many of our customers are paying only half of what they were paying at the major retail stores. Plus, we've got fast delivery. How fast? If you order before noon Eastern Time, your order is shipped the same day. We use common carriers that deliver right to your door, so you never have to run out to buy your shipping and packaging supplies again. And since we're an internet company, everything from ordering, tracking, and customer support can be done online, making it convenient for you. Best of all, your satisfaction is always 100% guaranteed. So to get the low prices, fast delivery, and friendly service, go to eSupplyStore.com. That's the letter E, SupplyStore.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPix.com, home of the Deflector. For great product pictures in a snap, go to SharpPix.com. Now stand by for news.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire. Sam Pugliese and Mark Wexler today announced that they have agreed to acquire a controlling interest in Retina, one of the largest independent photo agencies in the world. Mark Wexler and Sam Pugliese will serve as company presidents. Jessica Daly has been named CEO. Fotolia is kicking off February with a rewards promotion for all images that are uploaded and accepted by Fotolia. Ending on February 28th, each image that is accepted by the Fotolia editing team will receive 20 cents for that image. There is no maximum amount of images that can be uploaded. All revenue earned by Fotolia images will be deposited into the member's account and can be cashed out using PayPal. Members can cash out their accounts at any time in the minimum of $2. Artzooks Multimedia unveiled its newest customer incentive program, Artzooks Reward Points. Artzooks Reward Points are automatically awarded to customers for every purchase they make on Artzooks.com, irrespective of the size of their order, the brands they choose, or the product types. Using online tools, Artzooks customers can monitor and redeem their points at any time for a wide variety of products and gift certificates from quality merchants such as Amazon.com. Art for Love, Inc., announced Art for Love artist Gina Brazzini, has been awarded the Lorenzo Il Magnifico Gold Medal for Excellence in Photography. Gina previewed the award-winning photographs in her solo show at A4L Gallery in October 2005. This has been Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
It's a great portion of news that we have from PR Newswire, our new partner. And today, as a guest on the show from the Photo Marketing Association, we have Gary Pageau, who is an associate publisher at their magazine. The Photo Marketing Association, for any of you unaware, is the largest association in the world of photo marketers, and that includes manufacturers, camera manufacturers, photographers, and everybody. Right, Gary?
Yes, that's correct. Retailers, processors, photographers, everyone.
And we welcome you to the show, Gary. I also have Jim Motke on the line because Jim and I are going to be out there at your show. Right, Jim?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
We wouldn't miss it for the world. And the dates are February 26th through March 1st in Orlando, Florida, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And I wanted to ask you about some of the events and some of the guests you're going to have. I was looking on your website, which is pmai.org, and I saw you had DEMA shootouts.
Yes.
And tell us a little about those.
Well, DEMA shootouts come in a couple different flavors, one of which is the, for example, one of the most popular for the trade is the kiosk shootout. And that's where we're going to have a lineup of 28 kiosks, photo kiosks, from about 16, 17 manufacturers, basically side by side. And any convention attendees can come up and basically, try them out as much as they like. And there's a contest portion where they've been professionally evaluated by retail experts. And then what's new this year is we're also having a People's Choice Award, so we're bringing in about 10 or 12 consumers to come and determine which kiosk they'd like the best.
And there's usually some pretty good prizes associated with those shootouts. Do you know if there are prizes currently?
Well, not for these particularly.
Not for those.
These are just bragging rights.
Oh, bragging rights. Okay.
Which for many people is far, far more important than
prizes. That's right. If you can say you won at PMA, you won the DEMA shootout, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And we also have a couple other shootouts that are, especially if you're a photographer, interested in what inkjet printers to buy and that kind of thing. We also have printer shootouts. And this is where, ahead of time, we have a target file created, which is very difficult to print. There's a lot of skin tones. There's a lot of type involved, sideways type, grayscales, and all these kind of things are very difficult for a lot of printers to print. And we send them out to the printer manufacturers, and they have 24 hours to produce a print. And then they're all returned to a central location, and then they're judged under strict lighting conditions. And then we'll be announcing the results of that at the show. So if anyone who's interested in, perhaps a desktop inkjet printer or maybe a lab that owns a certain type of printing equipment, this is a great place to evaluate that kind of output.
That's
and we also make that file available to attendees afterwards for a small fee. So if they want to, they can use it to compare their own output.
I've heard about, too, I don't know if you've had the Mobile Imaging Pavilion in the past. Is this something new?
The Mobile Imaging Pavilion is the second year for that.
Second.
And that is a really a smaller exhibition of camera phone-type technologies and wireless imaging, if you will. And it is an area of growing interest for the industry.
Mm-hmm. But it's not for a serious photographer, so to speak, or is it?
Well, some of the stuff that's been exhibited there, for example, Durst showed their wireless solution for a studio, for example. So for a serious photographer who may be interested in putting wireless in their studio, there's usually some products there.
Ah, okay.
So it's not just camera phones.
And the DLSR showcase, tell us about that.
Okay, that's a little different from a shootout. What that is we've got two top-notch photographers, Monty Zucker and Lawrence Gartel, to come and basically talk about some of the top digital SLRs and their benefits and their drawbacks and what types of situations those products were best suited for. So, again, it's not a contest per se. It's not a shootout. There's no winner or loser. But if you want to hear what a real-life working photographer is going to be using a digital SLR for and what maybe the tool might be best used for, what situations, that's a great opportunity.
And then the Complete Picture Inspiration Center, what's that one about?
Well, that is new, and that's completely it's really more for the retail segment of the market. And what it is, it's a concept store built around the idea of lifestyle marketing. Everyone sees this in the market today, where you have stores being built around, you know, certain demographics, for example, like Apple stores and Brookstone and stores like that, where really they're still going after a segment of the market, and they're really, you know, trying not to compete so much with run-of-the-mill products, but really create more of a full-featured solution. So that's what we're trying to show for the photographic industry. Yeah. And what we're showing there is that a professional design firm come in and say, if you wanted to reach the Generation X mom, who we call Jennifer, and if you want to reach this market, and here are her demographics, how would you market to her? And so they've come up with five inspiration centers within the Complete Picture that include you know, everything from digital SLRs to scrapbooking and custom picture framing.
Wow, yeah, scrapbooking and custom picture framing. Then.
Exactly, and yeah. The idea there is to kind of say, okay, you know, it's not enough, for example, in a framing operation to just show some corners and some mats and say, I'm in custom picture framing. How can that be marketed and presented to this customer? And we're not saying in this sense that this is the ultimate way this needs to be done, and it's suitable for every business, but just kind of get retailers in particular thinking more about who their customer is as opposed to the product side.
Right. Well, Jim, what are you curious about?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Jack. I was just going to ask Gary, you know, this is kind of an ulterior motivated question.
Sure.
You know, if you're a photographer, just a photo enthusiast, PMA is really huge. Is there any particular thing that you recommend other than what you've talked about with Jack? I'm going to a few Photoshop classes that I'm really looking forward to, but, you know, what would you recommend to a photo enthusiast?
Well, remember, most of the show is not really geared towards the advanced amateurs and the hobbyists. It's really for people in the trade and working photographers and people like that. And you're right. It is a challenge because we do have more than 200 educational sessions. So from an educational standpoint, it's going to be a challenge. And we do break that up a couple different ways. We do have night schools, which you haven't looked at those. Those are great ways. Those are more hands-on. And
yeah,
that's,
absolutely. I'm signed up for, I think, a night school with a guy from lynda.com on Photoshop techniques.
And those are some of our most popular events are the night schools.
Okay.
And but you're right. We have started taking more education in the end user shooting area. And so in addition to those areas, I think you'd probably be interested in just seeing so we have in terms of just how the photographic market has changed in terms of suppliers. I mean, obviously the mainstays, the Canons, Nikons, and those exhibitors are always there.
What do you think is going to be the buzz of the show this year? I mean, can you give us a little sneak peek? I know you have a sneak peek before the show, but...
Well, this will probably be the year that everyone will look back on in 10 years and say, the PMA 2006 was the year that I really saw inkjet come into its own as the mainstream outlet for printing, not only at home, but at retail. I think you're going to see a lot of retail solutions. They're going to be using inkjet output as opposed to traditional photographic output.
Interesting.
And, okay.
I had one other question if
sure.
I can ask Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, I did notice that there was an interesting talk on loyalty at the end, but I wasn't sure. Do you know if that's full or...
Royalty? You mean like royalty-free stock photography?
No, loyalty. It was a Disney talk on the last day.
Oh, the Disney Institute.
Yes.
No, that would not be full. I mean, that is different from some of our other sessions. It's a breakfast, and it's more of an open forum. What I mean is it's a very large seated room. You could probably get 200-300 people in there.
Okay, good.
So that's going to be great. If you've ever wanted to know how Disney in particular creates customer loyalty through their staff.
Yeah.
That's a great program. I've personally been through a couple of those just because I've been to some Disney events where they've shown those, and they're always excellent.
Oh, great. I was looking forward to that.
I know how they get my loyalty. We go on the cruise every year, and they let me broadcast my show from their cruise ship. So.
But I'm sure they take good care of you while you're there.
Oh, yes, yeah. They do. It's a great cruise, and I love Disney. Well, Gary, I can't thank you enough for coming on board. Any last words of advice to those of us who are planning to attend?
Well, like I said before, you're going to see some new and different faces and maybe more of some faces that are up and coming in the industry. For example, this is our first year that Apple is going to be a floor exhibitor. So they'll be showing some more of their products for the professional photographer market. And also Hewlett-Packard is going to be has expanded their presence to in a lot of areas, mostly both photographic and in the output side. So I think you're going to see, you know, more of the electronics industry companies increasing their presence, and also the traditional photographic companies, you know, still staying in there.
Yeah, I mean, one of the buzzwords around Photo Fusion this year was they were wondering if the filmmakers are still going to stay around. Digital has kind of swept everything. What do you think?
Well, remember, film is still, even with all the excitement about digital and digital printing, it is still the way most people make prints these days. Film isn't going away. Now, will it be as readily available as it has been, you know, on every corner end cap and every drugstore in America? Probably not. But you certainly count on your local photo specialty store to have the film you need. And actually, I've been told by both Kodak and Fuji that you know there's still new film products in the pipeline.
No kidding. Well, that's interesting news right there, Gary. Thanks. We got to go. We'll see you in Orlando.
Great.
You've been listening.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. Take care.
You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought. And don't forget to go to clubwsradio.com and sign up and join the club. It's free.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Hi, I'm Robin. My husband and I completed our New Year's resolution in just 10 minutes. We created a living trust, which allows us to designate who will control our assets and can also help save our family the expense and hassle of probate if something happens to us. I logged on to LegalZoom.com and created our living trust in just 10 minutes. Take control and protect your family in 2006. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Hi, I'm Steve. It's the new year. Don't let another day go by before you form an LLC for your business. This is your New Year's resolution that you can accomplish in just 10 minutes. Creating an LLC combines the personal liability protection of a corporation with the tax benefits and simplicity of a partnership. I heard LegalZoom.com on the show and went to the website. In just 10 minutes, my LLC was complete. It's that easy. For a special discount, type in WS Radio, one word, WSRADIO, in the box at checkout. Go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com. That's S-U-T-L-A-W.com. Or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographer, with my senior photography editor, Mr. Jim Modke, the founder of BetterPhoto.com. And, Jim, this is my favorite part of the show because I learned so much from you.
Well, thank you very much.
I know you've got always have some great tips. And we had some good guests today, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. We had some. What a great show.
Yeah, I think Kelly is just an outstanding photographer, is she not?
Anybody who goes to photomall.com will see right away, or to foureyesphotography.com for that matter. But beautiful work. I mean, just stunning.
Yeah, and it's so unique. Her style is very unique.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jim, I'm sure you've shot a few weddings in your time, and I know you got some wedding photographers on board as well.
Yeah,
is there a couple of tips you could give us today?
Sure, absolutely. I did get started shooting weddings, and I have the utmost respect for wedding photographers, Jack. I mean, you know, it's like the climbing the Zen mountain of photography. You know, with our talk with Kelly, she brought out some really good things that any wedding photographer really needs to have. So, you know, I'll just talk a little bit about what's really required in a wedding photographer. And the first thing, there's a whole bunch of qualities that could be wrapped up in flexibility. And and then there's a few things that could be wrapped up in control. And there's this, you know, kind of interesting push-pull yin-yang relationship between flexibility and control. And that's why I said that I have the utmost respect for great wedding photographers, because they have this balance. So on the flexibility side, Kelly mentioned that you really need to be a people person. And that can't be more true. I mean, it just is so essential. You have to be patient. You have to be okay with, you know, people doing things that you don't want them to do. For example, one thing that any person considering going into wedding photography should know is that there's going to be other people taking pictures. It's just a fact of life. And so you have to decide ahead of time, okay, how am I going to handle that when there are flashes going off when I'm shooting? And so, you know what I'm saying? You have
sure.
to kind of think ahead about that. And
you can't be insulted, you know.
Right, and you can't cause a fight like Kelly talked about.
Yeah, boy, that requires some flexibility right there.
It sure does, and people skills all the way. And, yeah. And you also have to be okay with stress. You have to be easygoing and, you know, remember to breathe. And because it's not your day, it's their day. And she mentioned a word that I thought was just fantastic to sum it up, and that's trust. You know, they have to be able to trust you that you're not going to cause a scene or start barking and pushing people around. And you have to be able to trust them. You know, you have to know that the bride and the groom aren't going to, like, midway through all of a sudden do something that is going to ruin your chances of getting some great output.
Yeah, I would say you'd have to be gentle but assertive.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Gentle but assertive. And that comes into the whole flexibility thing. And the key there, I think, is another thing that Kelly mentioned. She loves weddings. It's a day of joy and love and fun. And, you know, if you get all bundled up in your head and you can't remember that, then you have a problem. And you might want to get into commercial work or something where you have all the time in the world to make your product perfect. Now, wanting to make the best product is a good quality, of course, so that comes into the control umbrella. You know, in addition to flexibility, you have to really, of course, know how to get what you want out of your equipment. It has to be said, though, because
right.
I think many people get into wedding photography and are just learning.
Right.
You know, I recommend doing practice sessions. We have a couple classes at betterphoto.com mm-hmm. where people go out and photograph, you know, their friends and family to learn how to do weddings.
Or even mentor with somebody who's doing weddings.
Right. That's another great way to go, Jack. You can become an assistant
mm-hmm.
and learn from the best.
Sure.
And I love that Kelly also showed that, you know, she learns. And, you know, when she was talking about that light,
mm-hmm.
I just appreciated that. It's a great tip. And she saw what worked at a wedding because a videographer was using it. And then she decided, hey, I need that. And, of course, that's a perfect demonstration of control. Instead of waiting for the light to come or something to happen fortuitous, you bring that light with you and put it behind your subject and create a nice little key. And the proof is in the pudding. Her
right.
photos are just so beautiful.
Absolutely. And that's almost part of the assertive part that I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, we're going to have to run, but thanks for those great tips.
You're
Should
welcome.
We make any announcement about your 10-year anniversary coming up or where we might be broadcasting from or have them stay tuned to next week?
Yeah, stay tuned to next week. We're going to be celebrating big time. It should be a lot of fun.
All right.
In the meantime, if people are interested in weddings, Paul and Kathy are two instructors that I recommend.
Okay, you're listening to Shutterbug Magazine Radio.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.